Hi, I'm Stephanie Kelton.
And I'm Jeremy Olshan. We're the hosts of the new podcast from MarketWatch, The Best New Ideas in Money.
The pandemic showed many of us that it's possible to work from home, but that's not the only change the workforce has seen.
This week, we're looking at companies who are experimenting with the four-day work week and how it could massively change how we live and work.
Listen to The Best New Ideas in Money, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, January 4th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. This week, new 5G signals are set to be turned on across the country. That'll mean faster and more capable cell phone service. But there's a catch. Federal transportation officials are concerned the new signals could disrupt airplane safety systems, and they're warning if the launch goes ahead as planned, it could lead to flight delays and cancellations. On today's show, our telecommunications reporter Drew Fitzgerald will be here to discuss the latest developments in the 5G standoff and what it could mean for cell service, travelers, and the airlines and telecommunications industries. That's after these headlines. Apple became the first U.S. company to reach $3 trillion in market value yesterday, albeit briefly. The company's shares hit an intraday high of $182.88 before falling back down to close just over $182 a share, bringing the company back below the $3 trillion mark. The company's share price has more than tripled since the pandemic lows of March 2020, helped along by a pandemic surge that carried it and other large tech companies to massive profits. The jury in the trial of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes said they've been unable to reach a unanimous verdict in 3 of the 11 charges against her, and the judge has instructed them to continue deliberations, which have gone on for 7 days. Holmes is charged with fraud and conspiracy to commit fraud. She's pleaded not guilty. During the trial, her lawyers tried to paint Holmes as an eager tech founder who believed what she told investors. Prosecutors tried to show she lied about the company's technology, endangering the health of patients and causing investors to lose their money. India's antitrust regulator has opened an investigation into how Apple runs its App Store. The probe was sparked by a complaint from an Indian nonprofit group alleging that the 30% fee that Apple charges developers for selling digital content through their apps harms software makers and stifles competition. Apple has denied the claims, saying it's focused on making its devices as attractive as possible to consumers. Apple is already facing challenges on how it runs its App Store from European Union and Dutch regulators, as well as lawmakers in South Korea. Tesla says it's handed over the keys to more than 936,000 new electric vehicles worldwide last year. That's an 87% jump. The company was able to leverage its Silicon Valley roots to overcome the chip shortage that plagued other car makers. CEO Elon Musk said Tesla used in-house software engineers to quickly rewrite software, allowing the company to use alternative chips in its vehicles and keep production lines running. All right, coming up, it's a showdown between faster mobile speeds and potential flight delays. We'll go inside the battle over the 5G rollout after the break. If you haven't been following the standoff between federal regulators and 5G telecom operators, here's a quick update. The Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation Department are concerned new 5G signals that are set to roll out this week could affect airplane safety systems. The agencies have asked the mobile carriers to voluntarily delay the 5G launch for up to 2 weeks while they work to address the service's effects on specific airports. But over the weekend, AT&T and Verizon rejected that request. If the launch goes ahead as planned, the FAA says it may have to impose some flight restrictions as soon as this week. And that has the heads of some of the biggest U.S. airlines worried. Here's United's chief executive, Scott Kirby, speaking to CNN last month.
The passengers will be safe, but it will be really damaging to customers. I mean, 100,000 customers a day impacted by this. This is not an issue created by airlines or airline customers, and it cannot be solved on the backs of airlines and airline customers.
But the window of opportunity to do something is fast approaching. So what are the sticking points for finding a solution, and just how big are the safety concerns? Joining us to discuss this is our telecommunications reporter, Drew Fitzgerald. Hi, Drew. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with safety because I think that's the thing that grabs most people with these stories. How big of a safety risk do regulators think these signals could be?
Well, this goes back to a technical issue with key cockpit systems called radar altimeters. And these are instruments that basically measure the distance between a helicopter or airplane and the ground. So obviously, regulators want to make sure that those instruments are working properly and aren't going to be confused by any kind of interference from other signals. The frequencies that U.S. cell phone carriers plan to launch on Wednesday don't overlap with the airwaves that these altimeters are using, but there is a fear that some of the more sensitive instruments in airplane cockpits that pick up on signals outside of the band that they're designed to work in could get some interference from these 5G signals.
What could that mean in terms of delays? I mean, the FAA is saying it may have to put in restrictions that could be completely disruptive to airlines. So what situations is the FAA concerned about?
Right. Well, the FAA is erring on the side of caution. So if these signals launch as planned on Wednesday, the transportation regulators are going to put in a bunch of limits on flights in and out of airports, especially in bad weather. Now, airlines are already contending with thousands of cancellations because of staffing shortages caused by the coronavirus pandemic. And this could add to that. There's no way of knowing for sure how many cancellations it could create. It's probably not going to lead to as much disruption as there has already been from the Omicron variant, but it could add more chaos to an already chaotic situation for the airlines.
And so how are airlines reacting to this?
The airline industry has had a harsh reaction to this potential disruption from the FAA. So last week, it filed an emergency petition with the Federal Communications Commission to try to block these new signals from going into effect this week. And now it's in a judge's hand to decide whether to grant this very last-minute petition or to let the cell phone companies go forward with what they've been planning.
And what about the cell phone companies? What are AT&T and Verizon doing, or what do they do next?
Well, AT&T and Verizon have said that they're going to go forward with these 5G deployments as they'd planned. And listen, they've made the point that none of this was done in secret. This was a process that kicked off several years ago. The FCC, which is the expert agency in all of these sorts of wireless signals, whether they're in planes or in cell phones, issued a public order almost 2 years ago saying that while it deserved more study, there was no evidence that it had found that there was a safety risk to aircraft. And it urged the private sector to do more research and find out if there was any data that would change that assessment. Very little happened over the next year and a half. And the wireless companies have said, listen, you came to us at the last minute with these safety concerns. We've paid tens of billions of dollars for these licenses to improve wireless service, not just for cell phones, but for all sorts of devices that the private sector and the government use, and we're going to go ahead with it. So there's a bit of a game of chicken going on, and it will probably continue past Wednesday until both sides can come to the table and agree on something.
Yeah, I'm really curious about how we got to this situation because, you know, as you say, these were signals that were auctioned off by the Federal Communications Commission. So you have one U.S. regulator saying, go ahead, it's safe, and another regulator, the FAA, saying, hold up, we have all these concerns. I mean, how do you come to this situation? How come the regulators didn't figure it out amongst themselves before this happened?
Right. This has been an extremely unusual situation. Fights or disputes between two government agencies that both have a stake in how wireless frequencies are used are nothing new. That's happening more and more, especially as the wireless industry demands more and more of the electromagnetic spectrum to send those signals that we all use to get email, watch videos, listen to music, and do everything we do on the run, on the go. This situation has been a little bit unique because, again, it's so last minute. Part of the problem has been a lack of staffing at high levels in some of these government agencies, especially at a part of the Commerce Department called the NTIA that is sometimes supposed to play referee in these kinds of conversations among government agencies that specialize in one thing or another. And as you said, the FCC is the agency that's in charge of these wireless signals. The FAA is in charge of making sure that air traffic is safe. Ultimately, they haven't been communicating very much over the past 2 years. There's a lot of communication going on over the past few months, but it's been too little too late to come to a consensus before the wireless companies are ready to launch the service that they've paid to launch.
Other countries have 5G. I mean, how have they worked it out?
Yeah, every country has worked differently, but many countries in Europe and in Asia have already started offering cell phone service using the same sort of airwaves that we're talking about here in the U.S. Some countries have already put in place limits, like France, for instance. AT&T and Verizon said, we would be happy to temporarily turn down the power on these signals, especially near airports, for about 6 months to match the type of signal strength that France has ordered. And they've pointed out that airlines fly in and out of France to and from the U.S. every day. So that should resolve some of the problems that the FAA is citing. But of course, the FAA is the air safety regulator for the U.S. It has to make its own determinations and not just copy what other countries are doing, just like the FCC makes its own determinations on what kind of cell phone signals can be used for Wi-Fi or cell phones or anything like that, independent of what other countries are doing.
All right, that was our reporter, Drew Fitzgerald. Thanks so much for joining us, Drew.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.